This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wonder about the history of brainwave research? It's not all lab coats and beakers, you know?
No, not at all. It's full of fascinating characters and unexpected twists.
This article, The Tragic History of Human Brainwaves, really dives into that.
Yeah, it's a wild ride from forgotten pioneers to the dark shadow of the Nazi era.
So let's unpack this history, shall we? First up, Richard Caton, the guy who seemingly invented the whole field, right?
Exactly. In 1875, using incredibly basic equipment, he recorded brainwave activity in animals. Amazing.
But nobody really noticed, huh? A bit of a bummer.
Yeah, his work was too advanced for its time. He presented it, but it was largely misunderstood. A real tragedy.
Then comes Hans Berger, the officially recognized discoverer of human brainwaves.
Yes, but his story has a dark side. He was a Nazi supporter, involved in horrific acts.
Wow. That's a shocking revelation. It really changes how we view his contribution, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It highlights how science and morality are, you know, intertwined.
And then there's Adolf Beck, another tragic figure.
His research was constantly interrupted by war, and ultimately, he was forced to take his own life to escape the Nazis.
Another victim of the era. It's heartbreaking to think of the lost potential, yeah.
It really underscores the human cost of conflict and oppression.
The article really emphasizes how war and political upheaval impact scientific progress.
It's a recurring theme throughout history. Scientific breakthroughs are often disrupted by conflict.
And it's not just about the scientists themselves, but the locations of research, too.
Right. The article mentions Lviv, a city repeatedly impacted by war, highlighting the lasting effects of conflict.
So what's the takeaway from all this, besides the obvious ethical considerations?
It's a reminder that scientific progress isn't linear. It's messy, full of setbacks and human drama.
And that the people behind the science are just as important as the science itself.
Absolutely. Their motivations, their choices, all shape the narrative.
So Caton's work being overlooked for so long, that must have had a huge impact.
It probably delayed progress significantly. Imagine what could have been achieved sooner.
And the contrasting fates of Berger and Beck, it's a powerful illustration of the complexities of history.
It's a cautionary tale, showing how easily scientific advancement can be corrupted or destroyed.
It's a fascinating and sobering look at the history of brainwave research.
It's a reminder that science is a human endeavor, with all the triumphs and tragedies that entails.
That was a great discussion. Thanks so much.